Yeah. Bugün de yoş bayramda.
Ich bin Simcha, Simcha, Simcha. Rosh Hashanah, no? So you can't have Rosh Hashanah without Arvein, no? Amen. No, it's Tu B'Shvat. It's all the tzaddikim. Now, you didn't come together. Some people could think Tu B'Shvat is just a day of fruit. Other people can know that Tu B'Shvat's mom is a day of fruit. It depends on what you see. You see a pre, you see you see a pineapple, you see what's really the pineapple. You know, and the kud is the boreolims and everything, it's mulbash and everything. The schus, the chevra can come together. You know, other people could be doing different challenges, which is great. Other people could be from playing basketball, you know? Right? And the chevra could be sitting together and celebrating Tu B'Shvat. You know? It's not a small thing. Rabbeinu says, Ein Shemi Yesh Ba'olam Klal. So, see after the Shemaya, cover Tu B'Shvat, trying to mechazik each other. And then I think it's very nice. Because I guess, if you look at last week's Parsha, Test of Pasuk Beis. Right, it's in Kriyas Yamsuf. So it says, Azi v'zimaska, Ahili l'shua, Zek keili v'anveyu, Alakei aviva romenim. Right, so anyone who's learning Sukkah, you guys recognize that from all the places, Zek keili v'anveyu. So what does it mean, Zek keili v'anveyu? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Zek keili, b'chvodo nigla leim, v'ayu marnoso be'etzba. That they, Mashem was Malish Megal himself, and they could point to like their fingers, Zekeli, like they could point. Right? Zeh, Zos. It says, Ra'asa Shifcha Alayam, Mashalo Ra'u Nevim. Tafke Yecheska Bambuzi. It says, a Shifcha, maidservant at the Yamsuf, saw even what the greatest Nevim didn't see. Gevalt, no? So the Kutzker asks a question. Why is she called a Shifcha if she saw such a thing? If she saw something greater than Yecheskel ben Buzi saw, than all the Nevim saw, then why is she still referred to as a Shifcha? Right? Shifcha is like a lowly type of person. So you know what the Kutzker says? It's because she experienced it as a Shifcha. She said, wow, amazing, so cool, so nice. It was a moment, it was an experience. You know, a lot of people come, it's the Israel experience this year. Right, I'm experiencing, I'm going to Uman for Hashanah to experience it. And you're not going to Uman for Hashanah. Uman's different. But it was just the experience of to write down, to take a, you know, to make sure, one of the Kriyas Yamsuf, to get your selfie out. Wow, give out, you know? You could see like a tzad, like a Matzal Zilber, and all in your mind could be like, how do I get like a selfie of him? You know, you could miss the whole thing. Right? So Kutzker says that's what it is. Because she saw it as a Shifcha, but she remained a Shifcha. She didn't internalize it. It was just an experience. If you look in this week's parasha of Yisro, pasuk Yittes, parak Yittes, pasuk Tezayin. Right, it's when we're at Har Sinai. Amish the most gevaldik. Vayhi bayom hashlishi, b'yos haboker, vayhi kolos uvrak, and there were loud noises, thunder, lightning. Right, we saw the thunder, we heard the lightning. Vanan kaved al har, v'kol shofar chazak meod, v'yacharad kol am asher b'machaneh. Right, it's Mamash Tagila, the greatest light show of all time, potentially. Right? So, Rabbi Rubenstein, happens to be just up your remez, Borei Pri Ha'etz, is Gematria Mordechai Yeshua, which is Rubenstein's name. So, discuss with Rubenstein. It's Givaldi, no? I told Rubenstein a couple weeks ago, I said, I can Mamash write a sefer on the amount of Gematrias I have on his name. Shar HaMelech, Hatznei Alech, Hatzimol Hashem Alekecha, you know, Hashleich HaShem Yehavcha. Anyway, discuss with Rubenstein, Shlita. He says like this. He says, a person could mamish come away from Matan Torah, and he could ask Nu, like, what went on? And you know what they could answer you? It was unbelievable. I wish I had a camera. Why? I can't. There was like thunder. It was so cool. There was lightning. It was amazing. And there was loud noises and smoke. It was unbelievable. It was like a crazy concert on steroids. That's what a person could leave saying. And then you ask, What about that Hashem spoke? Oh, that was nice. That was nice. That was good. But it wasn't as great as the thunder and lightning. What about you got the Torah? Oh, that was also nice. But like, I wasn't looking for that really. Again, why? A person could just have an experience in life. That what? Wow, gevaldik. And then you go right back to what you're doing. A person could have a whole night seder, a geshmak night seder, and come back to their rooms and do whatever they want in the world. All, it's open game. And there's people like that. Mamish, there's people like that. Yeah, what? Everything is just, it's an experience. There's no penimis, there's nothing internalizing. That's like a shifka, a shifka. But chavra, the nekuda to realize is what? That avodas Hashem is the real deal. There's a commitment here. Right? You got some fruit?
No.
You got some fruit.
After. It's it's not so necessary because I need to understand what you're saying.
Okay, hear that.
If I would eat something and it's really chewy, you know.
The nice, the fruit would probably taste a lot better than anything I'm going to say, you know.
I will not understand. Two things.
Shamar v'zachar b'divrachem.
Yeah, just that.
The chaver, the mikuda is that Hashem, avodas Hashem is real, and it's a commitment. And like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Gemara, says there's very few bnei aliyah in this world. It wasn't bnei aliyah. Bnei aliyah, like a Reuven seen 7 times, is people who are always going up. That I'm taking everything with me and I'm building. Madrega le madrega. Always keep on building. The mikuda is to take the inspiration you have and take all these gevaldig inyanim. And don't just let it be that, oh, we had a perm, Tu B'Shvatish. It's okay. Yeah? We had a Tu B'Shvatish. That was nice. Good, what? Internalize it. Be misbodin on it. Ask the Boreon to make a roshim on it. So I think maybe, potentially the best Torah I've seen this year so far. At least on Chanukah. Mamish. Awesome. I was in the hospital. It was right after my son was born. It was the first Torah. One of the first Torahs I learned after he was born, so. Makes it even better. This is what the Bat Zion says. This is unreal. It's a little bit deep, but you guys will get it. It says, let's go back to Hanukkah for a second. We know the mitzvah to light, the time to light Neiros Hanukkah is mitzvasa mishetishke hachama ad shetichle regel min hashuk, right? From when shkias hachama until the last leg is in the shuk. Yisa b'gemara, it says in Gemara, tzadikim omrim ma'at osan arbei. Right, tzaddikim say a little bit, they do a lot. Versus the Rishonim, they say a lot, they do a little bit. Ve'inyan hu ki ikar avodas Hashem hu la'avodos ha'izbarach b'tlas levushin. The ikar nekuda avodas Hashem is to serve Hashem in 3 ways. It's called machshava, your thoughts, your dibur, the way you speak, and also maisa, how you act. She'yeh b'chinas machshavaso v'diburo l'shem Hashem. That what all my machshavos and all of my words should be l'shem Hashem, shem shemayim. That what? But also, I have to make sure that my maisim, my actions also are connected to machshava and dibur. That they're all equal. Like the Baal Shem Tov family says in Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samed. So Shivisi is also a Vishtavas. What? Should all be equal. Right? I shouldn't think certain things and speak differently, and they should all be one. Machshava dibur maisa. Remember those 3 words. Machshava dibur maisa. Gam ki shave. In the word shave, you have a shin, a vav, and a hey. So it goes like this. Shin, right? A shin is like this, yeah? So it's called this. It's connected to the world of three. So three is the mochin called chachma bina das or kasar chachma bina. Right? So that corresponds to machshava. Okay? That's a shin. Vav. Ram is a b'chinas dibor, b'chinas kol. Vav represents kol. Again, if anyone's familiar with a little bit deeper than what you're used to, you'll understand these are very, very clear. Understandably, if it's not clear to you, you'll mamish hear this, like it'll be the shortest of starting. But a vav always is corresponding to dibor, represents dibor. And a hey is ram is a b'chinas maisa. So again, we had shave, right? So shin is machshava, vav is dibor, and hey is maisa. Since the tzaddikim are always connecting all three together, therefore, because they're always connected, therefore, what do they do? They get to do a lot. Why? Because it's on what we know when everything's like lined up, then you can go. So they're always working like that. But with Rishayim, it's the opposite. Avshalfam wrote in Machshavasim, sometimes the Rasha thinks to do good, even sometimes they speak good. Lasos is a davar tov. Ach machma she'en ma'aseim devukim. But because they don't do good, and they don't on any shaykh is doing good, I feel ma'at in a Muslim. They can't even do any ma'isa. Because when your ma'isa is not connected to your dibur ha'machshava, there's nothing going on there. Okay, so that was that nekuda. Chaver, listen to this. This is unbelievable now. Listen very carefully, because this is one of the biggest yisodos of Avodas Hashem. V'nei, bavonoseinu harabim. With all our sins, kol isha Israeli rotze la'avodas Hashem machshava dibur shalom. Every Jew, I don't care who you are, you want to serve Hashem. You always say, I want to be something, and you could even speak like it. Right, that you want. Everyone wants to be. No matter who, especially if you're at this tish right now, you want to be shaykh to having a Tu B'Shvat Seder. You want to be shaykh to having a Purim Seder, for the Shmak one. You want to be shaykh to Liman HaTorah. And a lot of people here do. But the Kevan Shebol B'chinas Mais, once it comes to start doing it, Nifsak HaChamimus. Then what happens? All that fire and all that excitement, like we learned last night in Kudim Aran. All that fire and all that excitement, what happens to it? Boom. Becomes cold. Shekarcha Baderach. You can't bring out your thoughts to action. This comes from the Malach, right? The Sarah Shal Esav that hit Yaakov. Where did he hit Yaakov? It says Vayiga b'kaf yerecho. He hit him in the thigh bone. So what's that called? It's called the shok, right? The shok. It's called like the thigh bone. That's where he hit him. Perish. What does it mean that he hit him in the shok? What does that have to do with anything? So you see, what do we have in Shok?
Shem of Kof.
So what's missing? Oh, so something's going on there. What does it mean to hit him in the Shok? Perush, Shehitil, Vehe. Shaveh is Shin Vav Hei. Shok is Shin Vav Kof. Okay? Perush, Shehitil, Bechinas Akmumios. He twisted it, and he made it messed up. Bechinas Maisa. He hit the Maisa. Shehu Merumas Ba'os Hei. Vaz Nasa Me'os Hei Kof. Then Asim in Shavah Shok. He turned the Shavah into a Shok. And again, when did Yaakov Avinu become Israel? At this moment. So this is representing all of us. We're all rooted in Yaakov Avinu also. What happened? He was pogging the Maisa. V'tzarch Adam le'schazek es atzmo v'avodas Hashem. You have to mechazek yourself in your v'avodas Hashem. L'kasher b'chinas Maisa. L'b'chinas dibur machshava. V'az yeh b'chinas Shavah. Our goal is what? We have to connect Maisa to dibur machshava. To start living v'avodas Hashem. Is Ner Chanukah. And this is the name of Ner Chanukah. So forever, for all that you were with us when we lit the first Ner Chanukah, remember we said this Remez, is that the Arizal brings down that Ner is Gematria Gimel Yehudim. So basically he says like this. If you take, there's three Yehudim when you say Lahadik Ner Chanukah. So right, you know, there's three brachos. Right, the first name we say three brachos, yeah? So Ner is Gematria 250. So it's Gematria Havaya plus Ekya, Havaya plus Elokim, Havaya plus Adnos. Okay? So you see three. So what does it mean? So Havaya Ekya is Merames Abachinas Machshav. Havaya Elokim is Merames Abachinas Dibor. Havaya Anus is Merames Abachinas Maisa. Which means that what you're doing when you're lighting Neros Chanukah is you're mikashering all three of them together. Right? That what my Machshava, my Dibor, and Maisa should all be together. So let's listen. Now let's come back to our Gemara we said before. What did we say before? Mitzvasa. When's the Mitzvah to light Neros Chanukah? Mishetishke Achama, from when the sun is setting. Ad Shetichle Regel Minashuk. What's he saying? Listen to this, Chevra. Unbelievable. Mitzvasa mishitishka achama, perush, mitzvas nerchanak merami shitzarach leschazik es atzmo, bevchinas maisa. That what? You have to mechazik yourself in the actions. She'az nishke hachamimus. That what? Shkiyas hacham represents the what? That my chamimus is falling down. That I'm losing my fire. Ve'eno yachol lahotzi machshavaso, v'dibur mikoach alpoel. The what? That I'm not able to bring out all my ritzonos and all my words. I'm not able to bring it out to action. As tar chizuk biyoser, then you need a big time chizuk. Ad what? Ad shetichle regel min ashuk. Hainu, have a listen to this. Shetichle haregel. If you take away a kuf, you cut off the leg of the kuf. What do you make that a kuf into? A hay. Ad shetichle regel min ashuk. Until you cut away the leg of the kuf. Then what? L'yash l'chalas akmivus regel min a kuf. Vaz yasem min a kuf hay. And you make the kuf into a hay. V'yasem min shok shaveh. That what? I take my machshava, my dibur, and my maisa, and it's all one together. It's all equal. And we should be zochet to that. That's what it says. The ikar nekudah is what? Machshava, dibur, and maisa all come together. So the maisa, by Chanukah time, everyone was on fire. But listen, it's been a very long time since Chanukah. So by Tu B'Shvat, you are like, oh wow, I totally forgot. Rosh Hashanah, Elon, I don't even remember Rosh Hashanah anymore. Right? And remember Yom Kippur, Hanukkah, forget. All that fire I had is gone. But you know what? Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, if you look in the Gemara, it doesn't call it Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. It calls Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. So Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, Gematria 982, is Gematria exactly Machshava Dibur Maisa. Why? Because this is what Tu B'Shvat comes to Mechazek in us. That you think you're a dry tree, which if you look at the trees outside, their mom is dead. I was in the taxi today with a taxi driver, and I said, look at that tree, it's dead. And I told him a whole Indian on that. But what do you say? He liked it. I asked him, like, Ata makir Rabbi Nachman ben Breslov? Ken, Ata lomein, lo. Ata rotzeh lomein, okay. So, he spoke a little bit, made him a little bit. So, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, Gematria Machshava Dibur Maisa. That what to remind us what? Don't forget about the chamimus. Bring it into Maisa, start doing. Don't be like the Shifcha. And don't be like that person at Matan Torah. That what? Oh, it was a very nice experience. That would be nice to do that one day, but I'm not there yet. It's now's the Zman. Rosh Hashanah is a new beginning. To bring all the inspiration to start living Avodas Hashem. If you look, in our Gemara, we're learning this here. Gemara in Sukkah. Lamed Zayin Amad Beis. Says the following. Let's speak about when you have the three minim, yeah? So it says, Vamar Rabba, Lulav Biyamin, V'esrog Bismo. Right, and that's how we paskin. Right, you have the Lulav, the Hadassim, and the Ravas all on the right hand, and the Esrog is in the left hand. Right? But it's a good question. Right? And the Esrog is in the small. We had it before. It was Yud K Vav K. Spelled it out. So if you take this away,
okay,
right, then you break away the name of Hashem. But now, don't worry, you're good.
Okay.
Shtick.
Wait a minute. I can't.
Okay. Listen. Vamar Rabba, Lula Biyamin Esrog Bismol. So why is the Esrog in the left hand? So what does the Esrog represent? So good. One is the Lev. It also represents the Tzadikim, right? We know four species correspond to four different types of Jews. So Esrog is the Lev, like Berger's saying. So what does that mean? So why in the left hand? Why in the left hand? So first of all, it's brought down in Sfarim, the Ben Yishai says, also the Bnei Yisrael says, that on Tu B'Shvat is the day you daven for your Esrog on Sukkos. It's a big day, you daven to have a strong Esrog, which corresponds to the Lev, like you're saying. Right, so daf is the day of the Esrog. Some say that the Eitz HaChaim, the fruit of the Eitz HaChaim, was an Esrog. Right, so it's shy to that. So it goes like this. Why daf in the small? Because the pasuk in Tehillim, David Melch says, "Libi chalal bekirbi," that my heart is empty inside. So Rabbi Nachman has one of the probably the most fundamental Torahs. If you were to ask them on the street, what does a breast of it represent? They would say probably a big time ratzon without any kalim, like no maisa, just ratzon. So Nachman says basically the way it goes like this: when the world was created, it was just kulo or. It was kulo or. It's just the or of Hashem. What happened? The world can't exist when it's just kulo or. You get burnt from that or. So Hashem was, it's called, he was mitzamtzim his or. He constricted it so that what? So that the world could exist. Right? It means he pulled away his or. So we know, like Sfarim bring them. Batani says that a Jew is called an Olam Katan. We're a miniature world. So Rav Nachman says, just as the world did that, so too every Jew has to do that. Meaning what? He says that the Ratzon of a Jew is just Kula Or. And the Ratzon of a Jew, Mamash can go to the highest of places. He says, so what's it incumbent upon every Jew to do? Rav Nachman says, V'libi Chalal Bekirbi. You have to put a Chalal into your heart. Which means that what? You have to mitzamtzim that Ratzon and bring it into Maisa. To start doing. And we know that the left side, yeah, the left side represents what? Represents Tzimtzum, represents Gvura. That dafka, that's why you hold the Esrog, which is the Lev in the left hand. Why? To be the Tzamtzim, that Ratzon, and bring it into Maisa. It's not enough just to have a big Ratzon that I want to be a Yid. But you hear a lot of people say, if Hashem would just split the sea for me, like I remember I had a guy in DRS who said to me, if Hashem would split the sea for me, then I'd have a Muna. Right, Baruch Hashem, he's doing very nicely now. But remember, all these guys say that, left and right. You hear this guy say that, the what? Right? The what? If Hashem were to do this, that's not how it works. It's constricting that Ratzon and putting it into pulos. Why? Because a Shifcha Aliyam also saw the greatest miracles. And what happened to her? She made a Shifcha. Why? Because it was just an inspirational moment. The kud is to take that inspiration and bring it into Maisa, to start doing.
But I didn't know. You just
Because of the food. So whole nekuda of coming to Purim, Purim's in 30 days. It's the day of HaMelech. Day of the Olam HaMalchus. So Malchus represents the Olam HaAsiyah. That's why everything we do on Purim is all in this world. Money, food, drinking, everything. It's Olam HaAsiyah. But the nekuda is, it's also a day of Kabbalah Satorah, Beratzon. So wouldn't you think it would be a day just like if it's the holiest day of the year? If the Zohar Kaddish says that what? Yom Kippur is Kippurim. Wouldn't you think that it would bamish be like a day of like Rashbi? Like you have to bury yourself in sand maybe? To no Gashmis at all? But Dafke, it's Lehefech. Why? It's the day of Ratzon. That's exactly what it is. Why? Because in Kuddish you take that Ratzon, you put it into Maisa. That what? You can do things. So it's very nice. If you look at the beginning of the Megillah, right? When Achashverosh, we know that anytime it's talking about Achashverosh, it's talking about the Boreal. Boreolim is the king. And he calls his Malka. So who's the Malka of the Boreolim? Malka of the Boreolim is Klal Yisrael. So it goes like this. What does Achashverosh call Vashti to come out in? I don't know. It says, come out with no clothes except for what? Bekeser Malchus. Only with the royal crown. But anyone who has any tam of anything in Pinimus Torah, hears those words, Keser Malchus, he's like, whoa. Red light goes off. What? Green light, sorry, goes off. Right? What is going on there? Why Keser Malchus? Because we know, how did the spheres work? If Keser is at the top, Keser Chachma Bina, Chesed Vur Tferes Netzach Odi Son Malchus. So why be Keser Malchus? The Boreolim is calling us to come to him in Keser Malchus. That what? Keser is the Olam HaRatzon, represents Ratzon. Malchus represents the Olam HaAsiyah. Bring those together. That's the Nekuda. To take that Ratzon you have, but make sure, live it. And don't be afraid to live it. Whatever you think you are, you could accomplish that. Don't just say, oh, you know what? That's a high madriga. You could live that. Bring that ratzon, that ikar avoda that we have in this world, chevra, is to bring that ratzon into maisa. That's what it's about. And that's what Purim is all about also. To bring it out to poa. We're dealing with an eitz today. A tree. You take the word eitz, miloy, which means that you spell out the letters ayin, is ayin yin nun. And tzaddik is tzaddik dal yud kuf. So 130 and 204. What do you got? 130 and 204. 334. Very good. 334. So 334 is gemach exactly. Kol demama daka. What's kol demama daka? So in Tanakh, Gemara quotes it also, about a melech walking. But this is maisa with Eliyahu Navi. The Eliyahu Navi was at Har Sinai in his time, and all of a sudden there was a big fire that came by. And Eliyahu Navi said, no, lo be'esh Hashem, Hashem la'an esh. Then there was a big time ruach, a big wind. Eliyahu Navi said, lo be'ruach Hashem. Then there was a crazy rash, a big earthquake. Eliyahu Navi said, no, lo be'rash. And then it says, kol demamadak, a thin, still sound, a thin, still sound. And Eliyahu Navi said, oh, that's what the Borei Olam is. Mean that what? However, it's not when there's the big fanfare. It's not at Matan Torah even. Because what happened after Matan Torah? Chede Egel. What happened right after Kriyas Yamsuf? Moshe, well, Hashem brought us here to kill us? Again, this is on their Madriga. We don't have any questions. We would not do any better. Believe me, we would not do any better. Right? Lamaisa, not to be Malamid Chov on us, but there were four fists of Klal Yisrael that didn't go out of Mitzrayim. So a lot of times we say, oh, I would for sure be one of those guys who went out. Be careful. You know, so we have to be careful when we speak about them. Chas v'shalom, not to say they did anything wrong, but on their madrig, lessons we take for ourselves. But the nekuda is that what? It's the kol demama daka. It's when things are quiet, right? It's when things outside of a tu b'shvat tisha. It's important. Sometimes when people say it's a waste of time. You have to learn now. You need to mechazik yourself to realize that what the Borderland gave us. They gave us holidays to what to come together. It's a moed, right? It's, you come together on that. So a person says no mechazik. Yeah, tu b'shvat is something. Rosh Chodesh is something. Lamach is something. Purim something. But do you know what? That if this is your whole Avodas Hashem, okay, I come to Atish, that's good. That's not Avodas Hashem at all. It's mamish sheker. It's good you come. But Nekuda is that what? But that's not what Hashem wants. He wants more and he believes in you. Because we say, Ki rotz Hashem ba'amo, he wants you and he believes that you could do it. It's when things are quiet also. That's when it comes. Kol demama daka. That's why eitz b'milo is gematria kol demama daka. Because that's what tu b'shvat comes to remind you. When things are quiet, when things don't look givadig. You look at the trees now, the trees don't look so givadig. Especially if you go to America right now. Remember last year on tu b'shvat? The trees were mamish, like I thought they would fall any second. But there's something going on. b'derech pnimius. But that's daf when Tu B'Shvat comes. Not in the middle of the summer when it's blossoming like crazy. Don't know what? Sometimes in the quiet things, that's when it's really going on. That's when things are going down. Without all the noise. And that's the avodah. It's the consistency. It's tamidus. To what? To always find myself that what? Machshava dibur maisa. Like I said before, machshava dibur maisa. Gematria, exactly. Rosh Hashanah Ilan. To bechazek that, chevra. That whatever we've done until now, today is a new day. Today's mamish Rosh Hashanah. So in the Gemara, in Mishnah, first Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, there's four Rosh Hashanahs of the year. And this is one of those. And we're paskin like Beis Hillel. So time to make those new Kabbalahs now. 30 days into Purim. You think, oh no, I've done so much, I've missed so much time in my life. It's sheker. So now you start now. Haschala right now. Hayom b'kol tishmo, like Rashi says. And in Hayom. Hayom, that what every day should be in your eyes, kichadashim. That if until now you haven't stepped up, you think the year's almost over, okay, you have 30 days till Purim. You know you can do in 30 days until Purim? The siyata shemayim that Purim gives you? So it's a time now, chevra, we have to mechazik ourselves. If we're coming to a Tu B'Shvat, it's incumbent upon each one of us to take that upon ourselves. What to show the rest of the yeshiva that thinks, oh, it's a waste of time to come here, that what? No, this is a real deal. And look at my avodas Hashem. To show anyone else. Because so many people in their life will never come to anything like this. Why? Because that's not the derech. You see so many yidden who take part in this stuff and fly from that. Why? Because it's mechazgu that I have a ratzon. Of course I have a ratzon. But you know what? That ratzon, I bring it into maisa. So many people do a lot of the maisa, but what happens? There's no ratzon there. Right? They'll fill out all the charts. And maybe even be the top guy. But there's no ratzon there. Again, I think it's givad. They can fill out charts. Good. Then. But make sure what? Shava dibur maisa. Always. Mekasher all those. Shava. First halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. Vashan Zavakadu says, what's Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid? Lashon ishtavos. That you're shava with the Bor Yolam. Shava again. Shin vav hey. Shava dibur maisa. And chav b'schusis, we take advantage of this day. It's a big day of tefillah. It's a big day of bakashas to the berulim. To what? It says like a person's like a tree, that your payroll is going to start coming out now. When you start doing your maisim, you start pushing even harder right now. 30 days of Purim, push hard, 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 hard. But remember, bring it into the maisa. And speak to the berulim. Dibur is included also. Machshav, yeah, machshav is also. But all three working together, and that's the ikr, chevra. So b'schus this, b'schus al tzadikim, b'schus Rabbi Nachman, b'schus any tzaddik we ever mention, she's zocha to take advantage of this day at Tu B'Shvat, to keep going weiter, and like a tree is always growing, always blossoming, that's included now. To bring out your kochos, b'siyat ha'shmayim, and that day, yom shkoh Shabbos, mnucha, l'chal amim, l'kovet Shabbos, kodesh.